purpose of this interview is actually to acquaint people who will come to our website about Barker's work, about Nazir Jarasboy's work, about you, Amy Kathleen Jarasboy's work, and about the whole atmosphere of ethnomusicological research in India, around India, in the subcontinent, as you have seen, experienced, and as you have been working, you know, that would connect our work with your work. So it's in order to make that connection that I think we need him. So we can start from that.
Great. Well, Barker was an unforgettable personality. I never met him, but I heard so much about him from Nazir, his one mentee, his one disciple. I mean, he considered Barker to be his guru, and often described for me his work and his personality, his way of working. He used to describe the way that Barker would spend an entire week to prepare his one lecture per week at SOAS. And so Nazir's job was to cut up his 16-millimeter films and reattach them in a way to illustrate the lecture. Little did he know, and he's most mortified to have found out later that these were the originals, and that this is perhaps one of the reasons that the films are in such an incredible state of disorder. Well, Barker first came to India to study at Shantiniketan to do a dissertation on the Sanskrit treatise on music, Sangeet Darpan. So he was interested in the classical, historical aspect of musicology. At Shantiniketan, he was exposed for the first time to the living traditions of the non-classical world. And that's because Tagore would bring bowls to Shantiniketan, or they would all go to the Mela, or the Santals would come to Shantiniketan. And it was because of that that he proposed his first field trip in 1932 using a cylinder recorder. And all of those cylinder recordings finally wound up at the Berlin Phonogram Archiv, although they had no documentation to go with the recordings. And if you listen to the, it's only by number, you'll just hear Nummer 21. Yes. Sometimes with very little documentation. And this is one thing that Nazir was very dismayed about, but what could you do? He just did not take notes very well. And we learned from that how important it is. So when Barker completed that trip, he made a proposal to Brasenose College to return to many of the same places, although I don't think he mentioned his earlier recording trip, but the first trip with the cylinder recorder must have been sort of like a dry run just to see how. And then he heard about this Teffy machine, this German machine, the Teffy cord and the playback Teffy phone, which could record items of an hour or two length on 35 millimeter film, etched into the film gelatin. And the film would go through this sort of figure eight kind of loop and wrap around, and therefore the length of the recordings was quite remarkable. And so this gigantic machine is what he carried along. And we've described that on the video, the Bakke Restudy, 1938 to 1984, because we tried to follow in his footsteps in the southern Indian states of Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, and Kerala.